Blog Talk Radio. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the name of the Lord this morning.
Hallelujah.
We serve an awesome God.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
That's
Jesus.
One of my favorite songs.
Yes.
Oh, how precious.
Yes. Oh, how,
oh, how precious is the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
There's power in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
There's
thank
healing
you.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
There's hope in the name of Jesus. There is strength in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It's something
thank
about
you.
That name. That name
Hallelujah.
Takes care of everything, every problem, every situation,
Hallelujah.
Every doubt. I
Jesus.
Dare you to call on the name of Jesus. We are
Hallelujah.
Rising early this morning, thanking and praising him for being who he is. He is truly God
Hallelujah.
All by himself. He is all-powerful, all-knowing. He is a loving and caring God. He is an understanding God, a God full of
Hallelujah.
Grace and mercy, a God
Hallelujah.
That grants us grace
thank
and mercy
you,
each and every day of our life that we truly do not deserve. We are in a war right now. Everybody all over the world needs to understand that you need to be fighting on your knees, not one another. It is time out for playing. It is time to get serious about this thing. We have to be reminded that we are in control and not what we see. Hallelujah. The saints of God are in control. Those who believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it's time for us to stand up and take back this world, take back the atmosphere. Stop letting the enemy feel that he is winning, that he is on top. He will never be on top. He will never win. Our God has reminded us that we can do all things through him. So right now, in the name of Jesus, I declare and decree this morning that you rise up early on your knees with your war clothes on, ready to fight for your family, ready to fight for your mind, ready to fight for your children, ready to fight for your finances. Somebody has got that give up spirit this morning, but today I challenge you right now to war with us this morning as we war with you on behalf of family, on behalf of your children, on behalf of your marriage. Some of you are about to give up. You're about to give in because everything seems to be so heavy on you right now. But you serve a God who can release all of that heaviness off of you. You're worried about things that's not your job to be worrying about. You have a God that can take care of everything. So right now, while you're waking up burdened all down and heavy, loose yourself this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give it to the King, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. His
Hallelujah.
Name is Jesus, I said. You just heard the song
Hallelujah.
Say, how precious
Jesus.
Is
oh,
his
precious
name. His
name
is Jesus.
Jesus.
That's a precious
Hallelujah.
Name.
Thank
right
you,
now,
Jesus.
Speak it into the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Walk
okay.
through your home right now and just say, Jesus, enter
Hallelujah.
In. Have your way. Jesus, this is your home.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, these are your children. Jesus, this
Jesus.
Is your house. Jesus, this is
thank
your spouse.
You.
Oh, just let him know that everything belongs to him. Oh, right now, I think somebody's burdened
Hallelujah.
Down this morning. You're burdened down, worried about how you're going to pay bills. Oh, I feel it in my spirit right now. Won't you just pick those bills up, lay them down
Hallelujah.
On the altar and say, Jesus, you know what I need. Jesus,
Hallelujah.
I know that you can do all
Hallelujah.
Things. Jesus, I am repenting right now. Now, I'm not going to stress out anymore. I'm not going to cry another tear about what I cannot do. Oh, Jesus, because you have just reminded me that you can do all things. So if you can do all things, then let me know that I cannot. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. So right now, Jesus, I'm turning it over to you. I'm not going to stress out, Jesus. Oh, this pain that I have, that I woke up with this morning, oh, it's trying to stop me. It's trying to block
Hallelujah.
Me. I did not feel like getting up, Jesus. But then when I,
Hallelujah.
God, when I turned over
thank
and
you.
I thought about the goodness of Jesus and all that you have done for me,
thank
I
you.
Had to get up, Jesus.
Thank
new
you.
Body racking with pain. I had
thank
to get up
you.
To let the enemy know I will rise and thank my God. He's been
Hallelujah.
Mighty good to me. He's been very when I think about Calvary, oh, bless the name of Jesus, this little pain that I have, it's nothing compared to what Jesus went through just for me. Somebody out there is worried about your children. You're worried about what's going on in their life. You're worried about the folks that they hang around with. You're worried about the company that they keep. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Somebody's coming up with funds that you don't understand where they're getting it from. Oh, you better hear me today. You better war right now. Pray about it. Let God know that you're seeing some things that you don't understand and you don't feel that it's right. You ask God to intervene right now. Oh, take it to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't let the enemy win. Let that child know in the spirit realm right now that fast money is not good money. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. You've got to work. Hallelujah. You've got to put in the time. Oh, to get benefits. Quick money is not always good money. Let the enemy know that he's not going to have your child. He's not going to rob your child of his destiny. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Somebody better warn this morning. You keep playing around. You think you have a lot of time. You don't have a lot of time. The enemy is chasing your child every second of the day. Every step they take, the enemy is right there, whispering into their ear the lies of deceit. Oh, you can do this. Ah, this is for you. It's quick and fast. Oh, but you're going to be on top. You're going to be number one if you just do this thing. It's no big deal. People do it all the time. Oh, you better walk for your child. You know, because everybody around them is doing the same thing. See, when the enemy puts you in a bad position, at the wrong place, at the wrong time, it looks good because everybody's doing it. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Somebody's got a war this morning to remind the world that we cannot do everything that everybody does. Hallelujah. We know right from wrong. Oh, just because Sally does it doesn't mean it's right. I know it sounds good, but God has given us his word. He's given us his commandments. He's told us what we should and should not do. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. So anything that goes contradictory to his word is not good. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So why would we pick up things that are contradictory to God's word? We've got to war this morning. Somebody's knees should be hurting right now because you've been up a long time already talking to Jesus about your situation. See, some of you have friends that you're not praying for. You know they're not living right. They're not doing right. You try to talk to them, they won't listen. This is the time for you to intercede on their behalf. Take it to Jesus. Let Jesus know how much you love that individual and how much you're concerned that they're not doing right, they're not living right, and you love them enough to war for them. See, the enemy has their mind so confused, they don't even see the problem. They don't even see that they're spinning out of control. Bless the name of Jesus. Some of you say you're so lonely. You're just doing any and everything because you say you're lonely. You're tired of being by yourself. So you jump with Henry, and then you go to Johnny, and then you go back to Willie. But let me tell you something. All of that intervention that's going on with you, all of those spirits that's in Johnny and Willie and Junior and over and over and over and over. You're wondering why things are happening the way they're happening. See, God is not pleased with that behavior. You've got to wait on
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus has what you need. He has the one that you need. Stop being in such a hurry. We want to do everything ourselves. We want microwave movement. Everything has to be fast. Jesus doesn't move in a swiftness for you all the time. He knows your heart. Some things he's got to work with you on. He's got to get you ready. Everything you're not ready for all at once. I know you feel that you're a mature Christian. You've been in church all your life. You read your Bible. You pray when you feel like it. You think that's okay, and you think that you have it all together. But Jesus knows you. He created you. He knows all about you. He knows some things you can't handle all at once. Hallelujah. Well, you might want that job. You might not be ready for that job right now. Oh, my God. It's all about Jesus. Do you know how much Jesus loves you? He always wants the best for you. You should let the enemy know, I don't have this or I don't have that because it's not my timing. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Stop letting him tell you that lie that you don't deserve it. You let him know that the God that you serve always wants the best for you. So that means he will bless you in his time. Hallelujah. Some of you need to stop listening to the enemy. He's just lying to you. He's telling you that you don't deserve this and you don't deserve that. You're never going to get this. You're never going to be healed. You're never going to be set free. Oh, he's giving you all of this negativeness. You're never going to do this. You're never going to be on top. You're always going to be beneath. You're never going to be treated right. You're always going to be treated in advantage. Man, you're always going to be taken advantage of. Oh, but those are all lies from the pits of hell. You, anytime you hear all that negativeness, listen, the time is now. The time is now to fight back. When he says that lie, when he even opens up his mouth to start to try to attempt a lie to you, you shut him up with a vengeance. You tell him to shut up and flee you. You don't listen to anything that comes out of his mouth. You've got to put the word of God on him. You've got to put the promises of God on him. You want to shut the enemy up? If you really want your mind to be clear, Holly, I dare you to read the word of God back to the enemy. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. You've got to let him know. I know what Jesus said about me. It's all about me. All in his word, he's talking to me. Hallelujah. He will never leave me nor forsake me. That's me. That's Angela. He's talking about me. So when you start lying to me, I can laugh at you. Oh, I know that's a lie. I know Jesus loves me. He said it in his word. I understand that everything in his word is true. He's a God that cannot and will not lie. So get thee behind me, Satan. You are not in the category with me. You cannot conversate with me. You're not on my level. I don't talk, oh my God, to nobody. You're nobody to me. You're not in existence. You don't even matter. You have no value to me. Why would I waste my time listening or speaking to you? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody's got to understand that you don't even hold a conversation with the enemy. Oh, my God. You don't even hold a conversation with him. That's the problem. Too many of you are talking back to him. Don't talk back to him. Just say one thing to him. Get thee behind me. That's enough. We don't need to hold a conversation. Why would you hold a conversation? Only person you need to hold a conversation with is Jesus. You need to be talking to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Have you ever prayed so? Hallelujah. When the enemy was really on you, oh, you just were so in this bad place. And then you started to pray, and then you wanted to, I know a time, or two or three or four, that I got ready to tell the enemy to get behind me. And Jesus said it for me. Hallelujah. I didn't even have to speak to the adversary. Jesus got him up off of me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You got to have a relationship with him. Jesus will fight your battles. You don't even have to waste your time talking to the enemy. Won't Jesus do it? Jesus will get him off of you. Jesus will get him off of you. I say he will remove him out of your space that you're in right now. Somebody's in a space right now. You're trying to pray. You're attempting to really try to pray, but you keep listening to the voice of the enemy. I dare you to just start talking to Jesus and drown out that voice. Oh, and soon, oh, very soon, you won't even hear it anymore. Oh, and if you really start wailing out to Jesus, Jesus will take over, and you will feel him flee from you. You won't even hear that voice anymore. Stop believing the lies. Too many of you are drowning right now. the enemy. He hates you. He doesn't like you. He's never liked you. He will never like you unless you give your life over to him. And you know what? The bad thing about it, people don't understand that when you try to live for the adversary, he really still don't like you. Hallelujah. He's just using you. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. I would serve a God that truly loves me, that always wants the best for me. Hallelujah. That always loves me, no matter what. Unconditional love. That's Jesus. He loves you just the way you are. The time is now to stand up and stop taking it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop taking the lies. Stop believing it. Stop listening to it. Fight back on your knees. This world needs your fighting. The world needs you on your knees. Hallelujah. Fighting. Fight, fight, fight. Hallelujah. We all need to have a war room. Oh, my God. Get you a war room in your house, in your apartment, wherever you are, in your dorm room. Get you a section that you war. Hallelujah. War. The scripture says pray without ceasing. Oh, that's war. You war without ceasing. You get on your knees and you let the enemy know that you're serious about this thing. Hallelujah. That he's messed with the wrong one this time. He's bought up the wrong tree, as they say, this time. You're going to and you're taking no prisoners. Oh, you're going in. Hallelujah. And when you come out, there's going to be a change in your life. There's going to be a change in your family. Hallelujah. You've got to walk in and say, I dare you today. Somebody need to get on their knees today. And when you get up there, say, I dare you to enter. I dare you to try to sneak in a crack today. Hallelujah. I will kick you out like never before. I will put my foot on your head, on your neck, and I will not let up. You will not enter in. You are not welcome here. You have never been welcome here. You will never be welcomed here. Hallelujah. Don't even try to come back. Walk by. Walk on by. Don't even stop by. Keep moving, buddy. Keep moving. Hallelujah. Somebody need to have that keep moving spirit this morning. You need to walk through your doors, all over your house, in case the enemy is outside trying to listen right now, getting his imps ready to try to enter in. You need to just walk through the door and say, keep moving, baby. I'm not the one. Don't even think about it today. I'm ready for you. Don't even think that you're going to enter in. When my child steps out this door, you better keep moving. Don't even think about it. Don't even think that you can whisper that negativity in my child's ear. Keep moving, baby. Hallelujah. When I get ready to go to work, whatever demon you got set up for me today, I'm squashing it right now before I hit the office. It's squashed right now. When I walk in, they're going to have a changed attitude today. It won't be none of that mess we went through yesterday. I'm going to straighten this out before I leave. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. That unruly, that unmanageable boss that you have with that demanding spirit. Hallelujah. That spirit that doesn't know how to talk to people. That spirit that don't know how to treat people. That unhappy spirit that they walk around with every day. You got to war this morning before you leave the house. Set the atmosphere on your job before you even get there. Hallelujah. That when you walk in today, that boss is different. That boss is saying good morning. That boss is upbeat. Everybody's looking around wondering why the boss is so nice today. Because you've commanded the atmosphere this morning. You say, Satan, that's enough. I'm kicking you out of the office today. I'm not going to put up with that mess that I put up with today. Nobody's going to disrespect me today. Nobody's going to talk down to me today. Nobody's going to treat me unfairly today. I'm going to take the atmosphere back in my workplace. Hallelujah. Some of you hate to go to work. It's so much hell on your job, you hate to go to work. Oh, and if you are saint of God, that should not be. I say that should not be. You've got to take back the atmosphere on your job. Let the enemy know. And great is he that is within you. Hallelujah. You let him know it's a new sheriff in town. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. And we're not going to have all of that negativity today. Somebody needs to understand. You're going to work. If you work in the public, you need to be warned right now. Everybody come through the doors and not saved. Everybody come through the, oh, my God, bless the name of Jesus. You never know what could happen in the workplace. That's why you need to warn before you leave. So even if a spirit comes in with something on their mind, oh, Jesus, when they hook eyes, when they connect with your eyes, oh, bless the name of Jesus, something happens in their spirit. That thing that they thought they were going to do will be no more. Instead, they'll come straight to you, ask you a question. God will put it in your spirit to share with them about Jesus. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. See, we are having so much going on because we're not taking commandment over the atmosphere. We've got to understand that we have the power. Don't you know if you are hooked up with Jesus, when a spirit walks in the room that's not right, God will put you on attention to it. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. You can just scan the room and see what's about to break off. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. And then you can start praying about that thing. Hallelujah. Right there where you are. Start praying and you can change it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
People look at stuff and they all don't understand the power of Jesus. I'm so impressed with that movie. I'm telling you, there's one part that people need to understand. In War Room, when the woman was being robbed, they thought they was going to be robbed. Hallelujah. You don't understand the power of Jesus. That's just not a movie. That's real, people. If you believe, God will show up just like that. But you got to be strong in the faith with Jesus. See, he wanted to rob him. Oh, he had a knife. Instead of her being scary, she was elderly to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
She commanded him to put that knife down.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
You're not going to get my purse. In the
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus.
In
put it
name.
Down. In the name of Jesus. And see, I like it. I like it because I understand the power of Jesus. See, everybody else was looking at her. I was looking at him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They played it so good, but it was so real life.
Lord.
See, when she commanded him to put the knife down, his eyes changed. Hallelujah. I said his eyes changed. That spirit that was in him. Hallelujah. You got to understand Jesus. It was confused. It was perplexed. It didn't understand. Who is this that tells me to put the knife down? Hallelujah. Who is this that has this kind of power to tell me, the robber, to put the knife down? This is an elderly woman. Something's not right with this picture. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it one more time. So he said it again. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Bless the name of Jesus.
Oh,
and she
hallelujah.
Said it again. Put it down in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Don't you know the enemy knows who Jesus is? I say the enemy knows who Jesus is. If you command anything in the name of Jesus, demons will flee. They will tremble. They're scared. They will run. Oh, my God. That
my
is
God.
A powerful name. I dare you to try it.
Hallelujah.
I dare you to try it. People
Jesus.
Are confused
Hallelujah.
When you pull
Hallelujah.
Jesus out on them. Hallelujah. Those who think they're big and bad, oh, I dare you to tell them, oh, you will not do that. In the name of, I command you to stop it. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Some of you got to talk to some of these children that you see running around. They may not be yours, but if they're all wild and array, you can't do anything with them, their mothers can't do anything with them, I dare you to be an innocent bystander just walking by and say, son, in the name of Jesus, I need you to pull those pants up. In the name of Jesus, I need you to pull them up right now. In the name of Jesus. And you just keep it on him and watch him pull them up. See, it's something about the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Every demon knows how to respect that name, baby. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's something about when you put Jesus in a thing. Things change. Hallelujah. That impressed me. More so than anything in the movie, because we got to understand the power of Jesus. When we're running around scared, running scared, why are we running scared when we have Jesus? Hallelujah.
My
Hallelujah.
Lord.
We're buying guns. We're buying handguns. We're trying to get all these laws approved. Oh, I told you yesterday. I told you on Monday. I'll tell you again. You're wasting your money. money. All you need is Jesus. You don't need to buy handguns and rifles. You just need Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus is free. Hallelujah. All you need is Jesus. And Jesus can change things. He can turn things around. I dare some of you today listening and have never, ever tried it. Oh, my God, just try today. Oh, if God puts a situation in your spirit today, if he puts something right in your face today, God will test us. Try him today. Try him today and watch him work it out. Watch him make a difference in your life. But see, now, this ain't nothing to play with. You can't stand up and say in the name of Jesus if you don't mean it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You got to mean what you say. Hallelujah. There ain't no play thing. You got to mean what you say, because the flip side of that, the enemy can see you. I say the enemy can see you. He know if you shaking a bacon and playing, or you serious about that thing. Are you serious about the name that you speaking out of your mouth? You got to really be serious when you say it. You got to believe without a shadow of a doubt that Jesus can work it out. See, when I say things out of my mouth, I believe God. I believe God. I am telling somebody today, you got to believe God when you say anything out of your mouth when it's in reference to him. Because the enemy knows when you're playing. He knows when you're weak. Hallelujah. He knows you. So you better be careful. Don't play when it comes to God. Don't play when it comes to that name. You got to be serious about that thing. God wanted me to share a quick testimony with you about thinking it'll be nothing to somebody else, but somebody on this line listening going to get it. I remember I worked MegaFest, and I was contemplating about getting some tickets to the play, and I kept putting it off and kept putting it off, and I said, well, I'm just not going to do that right now. I'll just wait. And then I got to my training position, and I sit down, and after talking and meeting all of my peers, I said, you know what? I just believe that God's going to bless me with tickets to the play. Hallelujah, bless the name of Jesus. One of the ladies laughed at me. She said, girl, good luck with that. I said, oh, baby, I don't need luck. Jesus is going to bless me. I said, you watch. He's going to bless me. Somebody better hear me. See, when you say stuff and you believe it, hallelujah, you don't let the enemy speak it to you. See, that was the enemy talking right there. But I squashed that. I said, oh, baby, I believe it. And it's going to happen. And I said, not only is it going to happen, my God's going to let you see. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So a lady came up, and I was helping her with her parking pass. We were just talking about it, and I put it out there in the atmosphere. I said, now, when you go up to the counter, don't forget to get my ticket to the play. She looked at me funny, and she started laughing. She said, all right, and she walked on off. Well, a few minutes passed. I decided I needed to go downstairs and get something from the volunteer office and try to meet up with my daughter. Then I decided to drop by the expo, do a little looking around, ran into my daughter again, and then one of the ladies was with me, and all of a sudden she was gone. Then she came back and she said, Dr. King, you need to come. They're looking for you. I said, they've been waiting on you. I said, wait a minute, I thought you told me that everything was all right. She said, well, they need you back right now. She said it real firm, like they was upset. I'm like, oh, Lord, I done did something wrong. So I went back up there, and the guy that was over the team, he said, Dr. King, I need to talk to you. Could you step over here for a second? I said, okay. I said, oh, Lord, I'm in trouble. He said, no, you're not in trouble. He leaned his head back, because it did something to him, too. He leaned his head back. He said, you remember earlier when you said that the Lord was going to bless you with tickets to the play? I said, yeah, I remember. He pulled that ticket out of his coat. He said, well, the Lord bless you with that ticket. He said, you know that lady you spoke to? She went up there and she bought you a ticket. Not only did she buy you a ticket, she has the receipt with it. She wanted you to know that she purchased it if you had any trouble. I just spoke it and Jesus did it. That's so for somebody today. You got
Hallelujah.
To speak it and then Jesus will do it. I didn't know that
Thank
lady.
You.
Never seen her before. Just put it in God.
Hallelujah.
He told me, say it to her. I didn't even understand why I was saying to her, but he said, say it to her. And you know, when God hear me do stuff, I'll do it. I said, don't forget to purchase my ticket. Now, in her mind, I didn't know
Glory.
She was going to be the one. I didn't think she was the one. She didn't look like she
Glory to God. She was complaining about money that she had spent. But you better hear me. I said she was complaining about money she had spent. Mm. Hallelujah. But when she went to the winner, Jesus dropped me in her mind. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. And so when he gave me that ticket, the lady that said I wouldn't get it, hallelujah, she looked at me and she said, wait a minute, I was helping her more than you. Why did she buy you a ticket and not me? And you know what I told her? Because you didn't believe you would get a ticket. Hallelujah, bless the name of Jesus. You had to believe that you was going to get a ticket. See, I believed in my spirit that I was going to get a ticket. And then she said, well, your husband is here, your daughter is here, you just have one ticket. Oh, I guess all of y'all are not going to be able to go. I said, but you know, when I put it out there, I said me a ticket. I didn't say the whole family a ticket. So God gave me what I asked for. And see, really why? And then I had to break it down to her later, because by the way, she wound up going with me and buying her a ticket. Hallelujah, bless the name of Jesus. See, the reason why God didn't give me three tickets, because my daughter wanted to go out to the youth event. She didn't have time for the play. She had something to do. My husband was working over in finance. They were backed up. He would not been ready. He was not supposed to go. See, you got to understand God and what God had for you to do. God had assigned me to her. She wound up hanging with me the whole time. We started talking about the goodness of Jesus. She started sharing things that was going on in her life. We prayed together. We exchanged numbers. We've been talking. See, God has assignments for us. Hallelujah. And he uses it, the positions that you wouldn't even think about. Then I think about that he would draw, take a play, and turn it into a ministry for me. Oh, my God, bless the name of Jesus. Oh, there was a couple that worked with us. A sweet couple. Been married a long time. And came back to me right after he announced the ticket. And they said, God sent you to this team for us. We've been struggling in that area, believing that God would do what he said he would do. We will think about it. We'll pray about it. Then we'll try to take it back. Our faith is not strong enough. But today God convicted us. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. We've got to believe what we pray for. We've got to understand that God can do whatever he said he will do. Hallelujah. That's for somebody out there today. You got to believe God. You got to believe that what you pray for, what you say out of your mouth, God will do. See, God is waiting in 2015. Y'all don't understand. Jesus is looking for those who truly believe. If you truly believe, he will bless you. Oh, that ain't the only thing that happened that week. God just kept doing it, kept doing it. Anything I said out of my mouth, people around me start getting afraid. They say, I'm getting afraid. Every time you say something, it happens. I say, honey, let me tell you something. I walked a long time with Jesus. I know what he can do. I don't say anything out of my mouth if I don't believe it. I believe when I say God will do it, and I don't give God a timetable. I have learned not to give him a timetable. I said, God, this is what I need. I know you can do it for me, and you'll do it for me in your timing. Somebody's got to understand that. You're missing your blessings because you're giving God a timetable. Don't give him a timetable. He knows about it. He created time. You just talk to him and tell him what you need and wait on him. But believe he can do it. Does anybody out there believe God can do it for you?
Lord. Yes,
whatever
Lord.
You're praying for, whatever
Hallelujah.
You've been praying for, whatever
Hallelujah.
You've been hoping for. Do you believe, truly believe that God
Hallelujah.
Can do it for you?
Thank
Don't
you.
Be fooled by what it looks like right now. Jesus can do it, and Jesus will do it in the right timing, because every time God blesses me, he blesses somebody else in the same time, because he uses me to let that person know, if you only believed, if you only had the faith in me, the size of a mustard seed, I could do this for you. You think that she's just joking and jiving. She's serious about that thing. I speak it. I believe it. That's what I tell people. I'll tell you, I know some of you that know me and heard me joke. You don't want to mess with me, because Jesus loves me. I dare you to come after me. Hallelujah. Jesus loves me. And I know he loves me. And he's always going to war for me. Hallelujah. You've got to know that thing. And stop walking around so fearful. Stop walking around in misery. Believe God. Believe that he will do it. Amen.
Amen.
I pray today that somebody goes out this day really understanding and believing that God's going
going to do it for you if you only believe.
Hallelujah.
That might be a little thing to you, but that was a big thing to the people around me. God puts you in positions to be a blessing to others. They might be on the last end. They're on the thread.
Hallelujah.
Just of their unbelief. And then God will put you right in their presence and then
Thank
bless
you
to renew their strength. Hallelujah. I renew some people's strength with a plane ticket. Amen. Hallelujah. They've been struggling in some areas, but they heard me call that thing out loud. And God, he moves swift, fast, and in a hurry.
Yes,
I tell you, one hour later, people, you got to understand how God works. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. And then he does things so differently than we would do it, because he let one person do 99% of the work, and I came in with my 1%. Hallelujah. But he blessed me.
Glory
to God. Because that's the
Glory
first thing that came out.
Hallelujah.
You got
glory.
To understand this thing. You got to understand what God is looking for. Oh, God, be with each and every one of you.
Thank
Lord
you.
God, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
We praise you.
Glory
we love
to
you. We honor you. We adore
Hallelujah.
You. And it's in Jesus' name we pray this day.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Have faith today. Believe God. Believe that he is God and he will do it. Believe him today. Don't let the enemy stop you and rob you of your blessing. God is just waiting to bless you today. He's just waiting to bless you today, but he's waiting on your faith. I dare you to believe it today and watch it work. Somebody's going to email me or text me their testimony. If you believe, you truly believe God, he's going to do it. God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Have a blessed day in the Lord. Be
Thank
blessed
you.
And highly favored
Hallelujah.
In the Lord. Amen.
Amen.